The Jamaican football threatens legal action over allegations of bribery in its recent match against El Salvador. A roof over their heads, a return to some kind of normalcy in Montserrat, and a Caribbean contestant defends the Miss World contest. I'm Aureen Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Jamaican Football Federation has dismissed allegations that El Salvador were bribed in an effort to help Jamaica qualify for the World Cup finals in France next year. JFF President Horace Burrell has described the allegations as ridiculous. In a moment, we'll be asking a top official of CONCACAF whether they'll be investigating the allegations. But first, Electra Naismith has this report.
It appears that police in El Salvador are investigating anonymous allegations that Salvadorian players were paid to throw the vital World Cup qualifying game against Jamaica. The game itself ended in a draw, which combined with the draw against Mexico last Sunday, made Jamaica the first English-speaking country in the Caribbean to make the World Cup finals. The Jamaica Football Federation are clearly furious at the allegations, which risk seriously tarnishing the country's achievement. The matter is now with the federation's lawyers.
Electra Naismith, when I telephoned the CONCACAF General Secretary Chuck Blazer in New York, he told me that CONCACAF had received no official complaint.
We have heard nothing whatsoever at this point from the